This meditation is based on Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. We'll be using the exercise of praying with our senses. We will begin first with see. Use your imagination to try to see everything in the scripture passage. Let it come to life and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to see. I encourage you to have your Bible with you as we read through this scripture passage together. And the first time around, we'll be focusing on sight. When Jesus heard of it, he withdrew into a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. So use your imagination and try to see Jesus withdrawing in a boat. And as he drifts away down the shore, crowds hear that he is there and they begin to follow him on foot. So imagine this crowd of people walking along the Sea of Galilee, trying to keep up with Jesus in the boat. And then you see Jesus notice the crowd, and his heart was moved with pity for them. So watch as the boat comes to shore, and Jesus steps onto the land. And people are bringing sick people to him, and he begins to cure the sick. Watch as he lays hands on those who are sick. Maybe there's a sickness you have right now. Can you see him laying hands on you? Maybe it's somebody that you love and is going through a difficult time. Imagine that they're in the scene. Try to picture them and Jesus laying his hands and healing them. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place and it's already late. Dismiss the crowds so they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Watch Jesus with his disciples and how he responds to them. His disciples are probably getting anxious and overwhelmed. You can see that in their faces. But what does Jesus' face look like? Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. So watch as this huge crowd of people begins to sit down on the grass. Try to see the grass on the hillside. Watch as their fingers first touch the ground and their bodies, and they get comfortable in the grass. Taking the five loaves and two fish, so watch Jesus taking them into his hands, these five loaves of bread and two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. Try to play this out like a movie as you watch Jesus break these loaves of bread, give them to the disciples, and the disciples go out into the crowds. What is the crowd like? What do they look like? We hear that they're all satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Take some time now just to visualize this whole scene and meditate upon the part that is most strong for you. The second step is hear. Try not only to hear the sounds of the people, places, and things, but what they might be saying, what God may be saying to you. Listen to the sound of the waves in the Sea of Galilee, Jesus in the boat, and the murmuring of the crowds and the excitement as they followed him on foot from their towns. Listen to Jesus as he disembarks the boat, the creaking of the wood, the splashing of the water, his foot hitting the dry land. Listen to the people as he begins to cure them. And then listen to the disciples as they approach Jesus in the evening. What do they sound like? How does their voice sound? I imagine it distressed. This is a deserted place and it's already late. And then maybe even a little bit commanding. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves. And now listen to Jesus' voice, how different the tone is. Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." Just listen to his voice. There's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves. Then listen to his disciples as they try to explain, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have here. And Jesus, confidently, calmly, bring them here to me. And listen as he says the blessing and breaks the loaves. Can you hear the loaves break? The blessing that he says to the Father. The crowds as they sit down. And the sound of them all eating and being fulfilled. Spend some time now just listening to the scene. The third is smell. This one's often a little bit more difficult, but we can do it. Try to take in the scent of the scene, the shore of the Sea of Galilee, the fresh baked loaves, the 2 fish, the crowds. What are some of the smells that you take in? By using the gift of scent and all the gifts of our senses, we can enter very deeply into this scene. So take a moment now and just try to smell the scene. The fourth is taste. Again, the notion here is to savor and relish in the dolce or the sweetness of God's word. The part that seems most explicit with taste is the loaves and the fish, and he passes them out to the crowd. Imagine yourself taking a fraction of this bread that's been handed to you by one of his disciples and placing it in your mouth. What does it taste like? Is it hard or soft? Is it fresh or stale? Is it salty? And some of the fish. What does the fish taste like to you? Has it been cooked? Does it have a crispness to it? Can you taste the juiciness of the flesh of the fish? Spend some time now just trying to taste in this scene. And finally, touch. What does it feel like to be in a crowd, to have people all around you? Can you feel the people bumping into you? Maybe when you sit down, somebody is sitting right next to you, touching you. What's it like to touch the bread and the fish and to take them into your mouth and to feel it in your mouth? How does it feel to be satisfied? To have leftover fragments? Do you touch other people while you're in the crowd? Are you holding someone in your lap? Spend some time now with the sense of touch and try to really feel this scripture passage.